And this is Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm your host of Class Eclectic, Kurt Hosworth, in the studio with a live special guest today to talk about something that's coming back to Marquette. In fact, for the 21st production of the Rocky Horror Marquette, the Rocky Horror Show that's happening. And I'm joined by Bobby Glenn Brown. Good to have you in the studio today.
Thank you, Kurt. I appreciate it.
So you are definitely not a stranger to this world of Rocky. And this is your 18th year, so you've become legal in the eyes of Rocky Horror, perhaps.
Right.
So it's coming back to the Masonic, so that's a pretty exciting event happening this coming Saturday. Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about Rocky Horror this time of the year?
We did a promotional video. Thank you, Travel Marquette, for allowing us the opportunity to do that. This year put a little spin on it. Well, I shouldn't say we, but Lucas Wickstrom and Alex Cowles put a little spin on it. It's Moulin Rouge style, so a lot of feathers, a lot of faux fur and stuff. But I think it's timely because, the Broadway musical Moulin Rouge is playing right now. Mm-hmm. But it seems to work really well in the concept of Rocky Horror. Feather dances and the kind of burlesque-y vaudeville movement.
That kind of pageantry that comes with that.
Elisa Gladwell did a good job with the choreography, really learning about boas and fan dances and stuff. Busby Berkeley movement.
Oh, yeah.
The 20s, 30s is really happening at Rocky Horror. So
nice. And you're kind of dressed in that attire today, too. We've got the stripes and the vest and everything. So, yeah, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening this Saturday evening. It's happening at the Masonic, 7 p.m., and so for those who maybe don't know about what happens in Rocky Horror, can you give a quick disclaimer, a little quick summary of what happens?
Sure. Two young innocents have been to their friend's wedding, Brad and Janet. They end up in Denton, Ohio at their friend Betty and Ralph's wedding and are leaving to go visit a friend, Dr. Scott, who's a high school science teacher of theirs, and get a flat tire, end up at the Frankenstein place wanting to use a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then things just snowball from there. Yeah. You find out Dr. Frankenfurter, it's the same night that he's having a special event where he's made his creation.
Mm-hmm.
So again, things snowball and things get out of control, but it's a fun evening. There's a lot of callbacks. We have prop bags for people who haven't been. There's a little sheet in there that tells you when the appropriate time is to use what prop.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell every cast that I'm with, even though it's my 18th time doing it, that the fun part for me is, of course, the rest of the cast is different. So it makes me act and react differently.
Sure. Yeah.
But that the missing character is always the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So once we get the callbacks and the props happening, then the show seems to really come to life.
Right. So if you've never been to a live version of Rocky Horror, you are the missing component. They've been working on this without an audience so far. So add your mayhem to the production of Rocky Horror. So, I'm looking at the description here. Prepare to be pelted with all sorts of different things. But prepare to be the one who helps to add that extra magic to it. So and now with this, this is going to be kind of a spooky time of the year, so this is going to be a spooky show for people, but is there anything to necessarily be freaked out by? Or are there issues nowadays that we can all relate to?
I would agree with the latter. Some people might be a little frightened because characters do wander around. And getting back to the pelting, it works really well in the Masonic, in the Red Room, because there's the studio, stadium seating on the sides.
Oh,
so if you don't want to sit in the middle, you can always sit on the side.
Avoid the fray.
And you can throw stuff, but not get hit.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I just encourage people to go to Eventbrite.com or go to the Masonic Building or Forsberg's A New Leaf for tickets. We run the 25th, 26th, and then the 30th and 31st, 7 o'clock, and then the 26th and 31st, we have the midnight shows as well.
Right. So you can do the kind of really authentic version where you're up late and you see all the madness that comes with it. And of course, there's going to be singing as a part of this too.
It's a musical. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. In the audience and within the confines of that red room, there's a lot of movement, a lot of people wandering around or singing.
Is there singing encouraged from audience members too, maybe if they've been
absolutely
to past editions?
When it was first done, it really was a cult rock musical. In the red room we aren't allowed fire, but when they did the show previously over at the Frankenstein place, that's the concert that you go to where you hold your lighter and you're waving. Yeah. So we encourage people to bring flashlights instead.
Right, the safe version of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we have a costume contest both Saturdays. So come dressed in your Halloween gear and you could win some fun stuff.
Nice. Most excellent. And with this, too, you'd mentioned a little bit about the cast. There are quite a few Northern students that are also involved in this production.
There are. There's, if you include the band or orchestra, if you will, there's 4 Northern alums, and then, several students that people would notice from campus, be it the music department or the Forest Roberts Theater Department.
Sure, sure. So we've got some other musical-minded people or theater-minded people that are coming together for this, along with some alums of previous editions. And again, so this is your 18th year with Rocky. So how does it feel to be with a production for what maybe could be a record at this point?
Right. We've done a little research. I guess the record, if you look in Guinness, it's for a character that was played by someone, I believe, in Germany. I could be wrong about that, but it's the world, so that makes it different. But it was for Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, okay.
Oddly enough, so we're researching that element of it. It would just bring a new twist to it. It's nothing that I wanted to do. A couple people that have been involved in the show previously thought it was a fun idea. The older I get, the more emotionally attached I get to it. I guess that would be my thing. I'm just so humbled by the community at large. Obviously, Northern students come and go every 4 years or whatever. But the local community and the businesses that have supported us, regardless of where we've done it all this time.
They've stuck with it over the years.
Yeah, it's an odd, fun thing. Some of my family members want to know when it's ever going to end. I don't know. I'm telling the world right now, I'm 59 years old, and as long as I can sing it and look good in fishnets and corset, I'll do it.
And that's the gift that you want to hold on to. And and it sounds like as long as you're asked to do it, you're going to do it, right?
I sure will.
That's
wonderful. Absolutely.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, can you remind our listeners when the showing or when the staging is one more time for everyone? There are opportunities to see it.
This week we're Friday and Saturday, the 25th and 26th. 7 o'clock and midnight, and then again on the 30th and 31st, the same time. And again, I just encourage people, you can get tickets at the door or at the Masonic Building Office, Forsberg's A New Leaf, or you can go to eventbrite.com.
Okay, awesome. Anything else that you want to leave our listeners with this morning about Rocky Horror or about your performances so far?
Well, Frankenfurter has a pretty famous line, don't dream it, be it. So I've kind of changed that around to don't think about it, see it. But I wanted to thank Public Radio for allowing me the opportunity to share what's happening next with all of your listeners.
Excellent. Well, Bobby, thank you so much for taking the time to come in today and to talk about Rocky Horror again for your 18th year.
It's a little milestone. So come celebrate with us.